Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. You've tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, your source for everything from sizzling summer temps to Shakespeare under the stars. Newsflash, I'm in that. Traffic updates you'll actually care about and a milestone celebration that's more than just a slice of cake. Today's news is proudly sponsored by Fault Line 395, the Mammoth Lakes clothing brand that lets you wear the Sierra without getting pine sap on your shirt. And because it's National Presidential Joke Day, here's one for you. Why did George Washington chop down the cherry tree? Because bad puns hadn't been invented yet. Let's get to it. The 5th annual Mammoth Shakespeare Festival opened its production of Romeo and Juliet last Tuesday, staged at Eagle Lodge in Mammoth. Audiences are responding with rave reviews. There are 3 performances remaining in the run, and tomorrow, A Midsummer Night's Dream begins its performances. The show's run will continue on select nights through August 24th, with a 6 p.m. pre-show and a 7 p.m. curtain. VIP tickets are available for $45, including bottomless Prosecco, a small cheese and fruit box, and reserved front row seating. While the general access option is a suggested $15 donation, no one is turned away for lack of funds. This is a great opportunity to support local theater and have a little fun. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Lunch and Learn event at Whiskey Creek Banquet Room next Thursday, August 21st. This program aims to highlight the many benefits of cattle ranching in the area. Leading the discussions will be Madison Kinberg, a leading researcher from UC Davis, focusing on topics like ecosystem services and methane gas emissions. Whether you're a cattle rancher yourself, an environmentalist, or just have a little extra time on your lunch break and want to learn something new, this event is for you. Tickets are $25 and include lunch, beverages, and tax. You may pay at the event, but be sure to RSVP so you can ensure your spot is safe. Here in the Eastern Sierra, life happens between the peaks and the pavement. That's where Faultline 395 lives. Born in Mammoth Lakes, this brand isn't just about clothes. It's about carrying the mountains with you wherever you go. From sunrise hikes to après-ski hangouts, Faultline 395 gear is made for people who live outside the lines. Designed here, inspired here, and worn everywhere. So whether you're repping your hometown pride or just want a piece of the Sierra in your everyday style, grab your next favorite fit at Faultline395.com. Faultline. Where the Sierras. The Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance is marking its 25th anniversary with a celebration and fundraiser. The event is set for September 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Enjoy dinner, dessert, bar, drinks, a silent auction, and appearances from guest speaker Marie Alvarado Gill, our state senator, Dr. Cheryl Olson, an NIHD breast surgeon, and ESCA founder Patricia Ramirez. Table sponsorships are also available for $1,000 per table and include 2 dinner tickets. Tickets are available for purchase on the ESCA website, and we encourage you to act fast as you're interested. Celebrate a major milestone with a local organization and help raise $25,000 for local cancer patients in need. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. You planning your travels this week? We got you covered. Caltrans has issued its traffic advisory for the week, and you may need to plan for some extra time to get to your destination. In Mono County, utility crews will pull wire over the roadway near McGee Creek Road tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with intermittent traffic breaks. The northbound outside lane and shoulder will be closed. Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. near Virginia Lakes Road for pole replacement, and near Bridgeport crews will be crossing wires over the roadway Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. with 10-minute delays expected. Crews will also be continuing projects like the Bishop Pavement Project and Olancha-Cartago 4-Lane Project, the Rock Creek Pavement Project, and various other projects to improve safety throughout the Eastern Sierra. Expect some lane closures and allow for delays as the crews work. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously through work zones and to plan ahead using Caltrans Quick Map tools. On to this week's events. There's sure to be something for everyone. The Mammoth Shakespeare Festival will be kicking us off today with a showing of Romeo and Juliet on Wednesday evening. A Midsummer Night's Dream will be opening tomorrow evening with their next performance on Thursday. As stated earlier, performances will begin at 7 p.m. with a pre-show introduction at 6 p.m. Be sure to check out the website for a full list of showings. Minaret Cinemas in Mammoth will be continuing their Kids Summer Series, ending the event with showings of Curious George. Show me the monkey this week, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Have a little family fun before school starts back up. Distant Brewing will be holding its weekly open mic night event tonight starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be holding a business after hours event at Woolley's Adventure Summit beginning at 5 p.m. Check out the new offerings and maybe take a ride on the mountain coaster. Also, tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing will be holding its weekly trivia night beginning at 6:30 p.m. For those of you interested in joining the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce, an open house event will be held on Wednesday near the Welcome Center from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And finally, Women's Wednesday Rides are back at Mammoth Mountain, taking place from 4:30 to 7 p.m. As always, you can find more information on these events at easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. It's way easier.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a four-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained to top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, Mammoth Riders, here's your latest on Mammoth Mountains Bike Park. Solid, summery, ready. And ready to roll, pun intended. Today, about 50 trails are open, nearly the entire network, providing ample choice for riders of all skill levels. Remember, helmets are required. While half-shell helmets are acceptable on the easiest trails, a full-face helmet is recommended for intermediate levels and above. Additionally, trail etiquette must be observed. So whether you're easing into the discovery loops or chasing the flow on off the top, there's nearly the whole network at your rims. Just gear up, ride smart, and enjoy that famous Mammoth dirt. Dusty, fast, and unforgettable. And before we move on, if you are out there riding, we'd love to see it. Be sure to take some pictures and share them with us, or just tag us on your social media posts. Let's see some of that Eastern Sierra spirit. Okay, weather watchers and local food lovers, this weather segment is generously sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, your go-to spot for comfort food with attitude. Whether you're braving triple digits or looking for stormy mountain mist, they've got you covered, both in food and in shelter. In Bishop today, it's a scorcher, sunny, and flirting with that all-time high of 103. Dangerous heat zone, folks. If you're outdoors, drink water like it's going out of style and seek shade like it owes you money. Tomorrow, the heat doubles down with a forecast high of 104. This is serious heat considering obeying the AC. So even if it's your most annoying roommate and on Wednesday things are finally starting to cool down, still sunny, but only 100. That's a weather victory lap, a slight dip, but don't let that lull you into ditching the sunscreen. Over in Mammoth, things are much milder today, warm and mostly sunny, topping around 85. Summer vibes without the sizzle. Perfect for lake views or a scenic stroll. Just skip the midday sunburn audition. Tomorrow, still warm, around 85 with partial sunny. Great weather for those daring enough to hike early or savor an afternoon dip. Afternoon shade and ice cold drinks. Highly recommended. And Wednesday will be warm and mostly sunny again, peaking at a breezy 79. So there you have it. Bishop is roasting. Mammoth's offering a cooler, more tempered version of summer. Whether you are beat the heat or ride the breeze, and when hunger strikes mid-forest, remember the Back Alley Bull and Grill has your back with food so good, you'll forget you almost passed out from heat stroke. Stay cool, stay safe, and we'll catch you next time in our weather report. That's going to wrap it up for today's report. Remember to hit that subscribe button on YouTube channel, on our YouTube channel, and follow Eastern Sierra Now across all social media so you never miss a story, a storm warning, or a truly questionable holiday joke. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Faultline 395, bringing you mountain style without the altitude headaches. We'll see you next time. Same Sierra spirit, same spot. It's freaking hot.